The deadline to enter AVPA's fourth annual Tees of the World competition is August 31st. Our guest today, Philippe Juglar, is president of AVPA, a Paris-based non-governmental, non-profit organization that judges wine, chocolate, coffee, and teas best suited to local preferences. He joins us to discuss what it takes to be a winner in the only gastronomic tea competition in a consumer country that evaluates tea solely to promote the good practices of production and trade. Hello, Philippe, and welcome back to the Tea Biz Podcast. Will you share with listeners details about AVPA's upcoming Teas of the World competition?
Last year, we received more than 200 teas from more than 20 countries all over the world. And we are very happy with that result for such a young competition. So we can hope this year to get 300 teas from 25 countries. The most important participant to our competition are newcomers in the tea industry. This very year, for instance, we had the inscription of a tea from UK. Great Britain is now a country producing tea in its Iceland. We have a lot of teas from Taiwan, from Asia, from Africa, Eastern Africa, Western Africa. What is missing up to now is China. China is a bit shy, but I suppose they'll come one day or the other. Japan is now in our competition. In France, tea is a very, very new and dynamic industry. And we are very, very good tea amateurs. We are not great tea drinkers, but we are sharp tea drinkers. And we have very good teas in France now.
Which teas have been most successful in previous competitions?
Any type of tea is welcome in our competition. What we try to do in AFPA is to have categories for monovarietal teas, Camellia sinensis and Camellia assamica. We have herbal teas, blended teas, perfume teas. In each category, we judge aromas, taste, and texture. And what we are looking for, I would say our judge are looking for harmony, balance, and originality. So we'd rather prefer controversial tea, which may have a 10 over 10 with three judge, maybe only 3 or 4 over 10 with two other judge, better than a standard tea, which is a medium tea. So we are looking for character teas. Teas we are different from the average.
How does the industry benefit from AVPA's annual competition?
Well, first point, agricultural product competition are part of the food industry in Europe. You know, we had competition for years, I would say for centuries, with wine, with olive oil, with cheese, and so on. When producers compete, they can share information and compare their own production against their friends, neighbors, which is always different. Obviously, each producer is sure to be the best producer of the world, but it's good to check it in front of other products of the world. So I would say the first point for the competitors is to compare the quality of their products with other products. Second interesting point, on the tester side, each year we have very important buyers. When I say very important buyers, not only for the turnover they can do, but also for the quality they are looking for, may compare what they are usually buying, with what they could buy from other countries, other producers, other garden they did not know. Then after, what we try to do is to help the happy AP growers who have received a medal in our competition, informing the client, the final client, of the quality of the tea they are offering to the market.
A final reminder that the deadline to receive entries is August 31st.
The competition is now very, very, very near. You have to send your samples before the end of the month. They must arrive in Paris by the very beginning of September. So we are waiting for you, and we will be very happy to receive them